is one good case of Stormont actually making a difference. Parties working together and coming up with a solution to a problem by listening to what the community that's affected by the problem want us to do. And I think what's really important about this is that for the first time, government departments in the north will be forced to work together under the law to cooperate in devising a strategy for dealing with autism and rolling it out, because at the minute there's big gaps in services for people with autism and their families, and there is also duplication of some other services.
Of course, the £1 million question literally is, bills like this can be high in aspiration. Is the funding there to actually back that aspiration up?
Well, funding has increased for autism in the north over the past couple of years. And I think one of the things that we found out in our deliberations in the Health Committee in the Assembly was that a bill like this can actually help us to save money, because, you know, some parents have actually told us that they are being asked to different appointments for almost the same thing by different government departments. And hopefully a single strategy will eliminate that duplication and will actually save money in the long term, so that money that's allocated to autism is better spent and spent where it needs to be.